Demand, supply and price, the fundamentals of every market. This section is dedicated to understanding what factors might affect the overall sector valuation and consequently company's valuation. We can start from a simple reasoning about how the inflows of a company are generated. Companies' gains are a function of volume and pricing. Volume and pricing are a result of the interaction between supply and demand in the sector. The ideal process would be to collect historical data on demand and supply and at the same time keep track of price behaviors. The challenge here would be to define what proxies can be used to define capacity and demand. Every sector has its own drivers, which are up to the analyst to understand and track. For example, in the telecommunications sector we can find different metrics such as access lines, fiber lines, population, subscribers, call success rate, area coverage and many others. Part of this analysis can be simplified or delivered more rapidly by looking at works completed by industry associations, trade journals or consulting firms. In case everything fails, we would need to rely on comparable companies. It would be comprehensive to also include companies that have failed over the years in order to have a somewhat complete view of these factors. Extremely important in this section would also be to understand if revenue forecasts of the companies in that sector is in line with the growth rate of the sector overall. It can happen that the comparable companies considered have an overall growth rate higher or lower than the sector they are trying to represent, therefore further adjustments need to be made to the model.